to another episode of the Follow-Up Podcast. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about whatever we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything. So he can ask me whatever he wants, and I'll ask him whatever I want, and we get one no. If there's another one that we want to say no to, you have to answer the first one.
Correct.
Correct.
So these were made popular on Reddit years ago. AMAs, Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
People do them on social media now. Just, hey, headed on a long flight, ask me anything. Or I have 2 hours to kill, ask me anything.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be something fun to do. And I'm not asking anything that is bananas.
Yeah.
But I did say to you, you can ask me anything. Anything that has been on your mind, anything you wanted to know. Or you can just make it what's your favorite cereal. You know, you can do anything.
And if there's anything you wanna, if you wanna ask us anything, you can leave a comment on YouTube and you can subscribe. And on Apple Podcasts, you can rate, review, and leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. And we will try to respond the best we can.
Sure. All right. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, you can start.
Okay. What's your favorite breakfast?
I really like eggs with Mexican cheese and peppers, scrambled eggs over kale.
Okay, so explain that a little bit further.
Okay, so on the plate, there's a bed of kale with lemon and salt.
Massaged
kale and lemon salt, yeah.
Yep.
And then there's scrambled eggs with cheese and peppers. Baby peppers.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my favorite. Who is your favorite current basketball player that's not a star and not a Sixer?
Well, Mo Bamba, but not Mo?
Okay, not
Mo. Okay, all right. That's not a star and is not a Sixer.
And not Mo Bamba.
Not Mo. My favorite player. Does Jalen Williams count? I mean, he's not a superstar.
No, because Shea is the star of the team in Chet.
And I would say Jalen Williams, and we're doing this right after the Thunder just won game 7, and he had an awful game 6 and bounced back with a excellent game 7, which made me like him even more.
Yeah.
I'll go with Jalen Williams.
And I also have to say that whole team seems to have a lot of positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's definitely someone that's helping bring that to the team.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Yeah. Okay. We saw him play this year.
We did. Okay. When was the last time you were nervous?
Like 2 hours ago.
Why?
Because I was studying for my Spanish test tomorrow.
So what made you nervous about that?
Because it's a Spanish test and I had to go over three stories that you were helping me with.
Right. So what made you nervous?
Just some of the vocabulary.
But you were nervous. Okay. So you were nervous thinking about the test and not knowing
certain things. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the best way then to handle nerves?
Study.
Right. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I was doing.
Right. And be prepared even more. Instead of just doing it over once, go over to the end.
Over again. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What is one of your favorite memories from 5th or 6th grade, but that's not, I remember I had this teacher. So a memory.
Two from 6th grade.
It doesn't have to be school related. It can be.
Yeah, it's what I remember. Two from 6th grade, I remember really liking field day in 6th grade. Yeah.
I can see that.
I really liked field day in 6th grade. And you know that field where we played on in elementary school? Mm-hmm. You've been there?
Yeah.
And I also, in 3, I really liked, we did a school musical for the first time.
Yeah.
We had new teachers in 6th grade, Mrs. Howard, Miss Ament, Mr. Hunter was part of it. And we did a musical review, so a bunch of different songs. I remember being in the Grease one with Todd, And my line was, "Hey, Kanicki, what's up?" And then in chorus line, we sang one singular sensation.
Oh, yeah,
we did that. And then I also, one of my fond memories was in science. I didn't love science, but my good friend Brandon was really good at science and he loved science. So he was able to help me out a ton in that science class. And also, I think it was Brandon who introduced me to Pearl Jam that year. And he would sing Daughter. I believe it was Daughter, Pearl Jam, during science class. Yeah. So that was one of my favorites. And that was one of my favorites. And I was thinking about this weekend when I visited him at the cemetery. And I was thinking about sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. What's a great way to spend a day?
A great way to spend a day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I give you a rundown of, like, a perfect day?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the perfect day, but you're not in school. You have a day off in New York. What's a great way to spend the day?
Great way to spend the day is it's nice out, but it's not too hot. And I'm probably going down to Soho and going shopping.
Okay.
And then if our pool's open, going to the pool in the afternoon. That's a great day.
Sounds like a good day to me.
Okay. Sorry. Wait, I just forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, I remember. What is your favorite food? I honestly do not know.
My favorite food is a lobster, which I don't eat much. I have a lobster roll every year in Maine.
Yeah.
For the past few years.
That you get at the airport.
It's the best one.
No, I honestly have to agree. That, because I remember we shared it in the airport and it was actually pretty good.
Why am I blanking on the name of it?
Oh.
Not important. But a lobster. And then also a steamed lobster. I love a steamed lobster.
Yeah.
What motivates you in school? So we go from like the best day to what motivates you in school?
Lunch motivates me.
Like getting to lunch? Okay.
Getting to lunch and getting to collab motivate me.
The collaboration period where you
do homework. That motivates me. Fun events that we have in school motivate me. Oh, is it coming up next week? I'm really excited for that.
What's coming up?
No, I'm giving just like an example. That's
fun after school events.
Oh, I have a spring concert, this is true, this week. That's going to motivate me to get through the week, or part of it, part of the week.
Yeah.
Hanging out with my friends in the morning motivates me because I got a lot of energy out there.
Yeah.
And then I kind of get focused into school.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what motivates me.
Okay.
What is your favorite college campus that you visited when you were calling all those basketball games?
Yeah.
What was your favorite college campus that you visited? And I know that's hard because you visited so many. Or top three. I'm going to get a little easier. This is your no question.
No. I'll give you three that I really liked. And maybe it's because of the campus and maybe the surrounding area also.
Yeah.
I really like University of Alabama, Birmingham, because I thought Birmingham, I had just great, great meals in Birmingham. And
right, because you always try to stop at local places
always, yeah. And I did like campus there. I liked being on Rice's campus.
That's what I was thinking of, actually.
In Houston.
Yeah.
And that was a cool area.
I was thinking
as well. And I would also say then, from calling a game, and not necessarily being on campus, but the arena, calling a game at the Palestra at University of Pennsylvania, and the Palestra is one of the most famous arenas in all of college sports, and calling a Temple game there that went to overtime, it was a Big Five game. That was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. Who are your top three favorite NBA players?
Okay. Mo Bamba.
Okay.
Then Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all three of those players don't even play on the same team.
Correct. And only Shai is playing now.
True. Very true. Because Maxey is out for the season.
Right.
Well, yeah. But I hope the Sixers come back this year.
Me too. I have, just okay. So you know, I have two, I have three more questions for you.
I have two more questions
for
you. Okay. Do you have any advice for me going into, like, sixth grade? Do you have any advice for me school-wise?
Oh, we don't have time for this.
Give me one piece of advice. Give me one piece of advice.
We want to do a three-hour podcast.
And that doesn't sound very offensive, but give me one piece of advice.
No, not offensive. Like, but you know how I would just love to just dispense advice all day. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
No.
Give me one piece of advice.
One piece of advice is to, I want you to take school seriously, but not take yourself too seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like when people take their job seriously, but they don't take themselves too seriously, meaning that they're able to grow in that job, they're able to get feedback in that job, they're able to admit that, well, this isn't my entire life here, and you want to get the most out of your day-to-day. So I want you to take school seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. How often do you think about the future?
Not that much. It depends. If I'm listening to the news and they're talking about this is happening in the future, this is how it'll affect things. Sometimes
like
I think,
what? Like you're talking about like wars or climate? It's like
I guess like both.
Okay.
Or things that are happening in our government right now.
Oh, okay.
But things like that sometimes, mm-hmm. but more they're happening, but sometimes I try to just live in the moment.
That's always a good idea. Yeah. Okay. What else?
Okay. So.
This is your last one?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want me to ask one?
You can ask and then one, you have, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what you're wearing to school tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't play out my outfits ahead. Because what if I choose something, then I don't feel like it the next morning?
Outfit fits
my mood.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
I know you don't pick it out, but I didn't know if you just had in your head, like, oh, I think I want to wear this tomorrow.
Probably something with jean shorts. Probably.
Yeah, because you're going to get probably two days of shorts this week, Monday, Tuesday. And then 50s and rain the rest of the week.
That's horrible. That's actually bad.
Okay, your turn.
What's your favorite season and why?
Spring.
Okay, why?
Because after a winter in the Northeast, and I like winter, but after a winter in the Northeast, dark early.
All you want is spring.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
And spring, I think, those first few days of spring, first few weeks of spring, bring out the best in people. People are just happier. They're smiling. It's not dark when we're coming home from an activity.
Yeah.
You can sit outside and eat.
Right. And also you went to school in Boston. You went to BU.
It's cold.
So it's not like you had warm weather all year round.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
That's something you always wanted to know from me? What my favorite season is?
I don't know.
Is.
Just a good question. People hate spring.
Who? What, because of allergies?
Yeah. People who have severe allergies hate spring.
I would understand that.
So
okay. It's
a decent question.
All right. One thing I do that drives you nuts.
Oh, one thing.
How long do we have?
Okay.
Yeah, just pick one. If you want to say two or three or four, you can.
Okay. One thing that you do that drives me nuts, and I know you're working on it.
Yep.
But is when you give me like five things at once to do. You're like, do this, do that.
Oh, wait, I need do you this, to do this, that, this, 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 and that. But I have been so much better with it,
right?
Yeah,
you have been better.
So much better. Yeah. Okay. And I give you all the credit for that because you told me, hey, I I just can't have you say, I need you to do this, 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 and this. Like, yeah. Tell me one thing, let me do it, and then let's move on. Yeah.
Another thing that annoys me, this is like the last one. is when, okay, so I'm doing something, and then I say something, and then you start laughing, and then I'm like, what? And you're like, oh, it just sounded cute. I'm like.
Give me an example. I don't know.
You're like, oh, that's just like, sounded cute. Or it's like something like a kid would say, and then you like start laughing because you think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny.
Oh, because you think that I'm laughing at you, not the...
Okay, we're like, not getting into not that. Like the, we're not getting into this. Well,
not, getting... not like the thing that was said.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. And it's annoying. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I got you on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
Well, how about we make this a tradition? We do.
Yeah.
Not too frequently, but
we do
let's
it,
say, wait, let's say like once it? A year.
We'll do it. It's our May tradition. We do it once every May.
You're going to have to remember that because I.
Put it in your calendar.
Oh, no. Then mom might see it.
Well, now everyone will know what the podcast is. Put it in your personal calendar.
Okay.
Also, everyone watching this podcast will now know that there's going to be a podcast in May about this.
That's true. Okay. So if you have any questions, reminder below on YouTube, type them in the comments. Also hit subscribe while you're there.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Apple Podcasts, we've told you before, that is the best way for other folks to get to learn about the show. So click the 5 stars, leave a review, and then tell your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, this was fun.
This was fun.
No more questions? Oh, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Was there a question that you thought I was going to ask you and that you were prepared to say, nope, not answering it?
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, a specific question.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Not a specific one, but I was prepared to say no to a question.
Are you pleasantly surprised?
Yes, I'm pleasantly surprised.
I love you very much.
Love you.